Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen, here with my sister-in-law, Laura Wiffler.
Hey, guys. Em, I think the first thing we need to talk about today is our new printable. We have a gorgeous new printable out from Give It Pretty. It's got these awesome, like, ferns that feel very fall, and it's really pretty. So we hope you guys will head over to download it. The quote is by George Mueller, and it says, "The first great and primary business to which I ought to attend every day is to have my soul happy in the Lord." And we just love that, a great reminder for all of us moms to every morning, the first and primary business for us to attend to is to go and pray and to speak to the Lord and to remember where our joy is found, because we all know it is cannot be in our children, it cannot be in our schedule, cannot be in our accomplishments of the day. But God is the only constant, the only one that is worth having joy in, because he is the true source of that joy. So we hope you guys will head over to risenmotherhood.com and download it. It is completely free because of the generous work of Give It Pretty. She also has an Etsy shop, so you can find her on Etsy.com. Check her out. She's got some really beautiful prints and cards and confetti and lots of fun things for wrapping and packaging that I think you guys will all find very helpful as you get ready for parties or anything like that. So check her out and check out the printable. Okay.
So Laura, I wanted to kick things off this morning by sharing a story with you. I have not, told you yet that happened a couple of days ago that totally frames this show up. So it was kind of a rainy day and I was standing in the kitchen, you know, kids are playing, kind of dark, and I'm sort of sneaking a muffin or two out of this bag of muffins I have sitting on my counter. And I'm just kind of chowing down and, you know, my twins catch me. So they're like asking me for muffins. I'm like, okay, whatever. Here's a couple muffins and going about my day. Well, I come back later and I turn on the lights and I'm cleaning and I notice that the whole bag of muffins is moldy.
No.
Ew. Yes. And I immediately start like gagging, and I'm like over the sink, you know, I'm like, I don't know, you know, like it's been like 30 minutes, so whatever, it's too late. But you know, that just feeling of like, oh my goodness, I just consumed something that is disgusting. Yes. I'm like Googling on my phone, like what happens to children who eat mold, you know, totally panicked. But it's just really interesting because I was thinking about this later, like just going, how did that happen? And I thought
so
about this show that we're recording about just kind of like discerning truth and what happens when we are sometimes in a spot as a mom where we are like having a bad day or we're like feeling down, you know, we're kind of lurking in the dark and our soul, we're just like consuming stuff and we're like not really thinking about it. And it kind of tastes good going down at first. And then later we see something in the light or see something, you know, in light of truth. And all of a sudden we realize we've been like consuming something that is not good for us.
Oh.
And I just thought, wow, I did not want that word picture.
But God really drove today's show home for you, didn't he?
Yes. So that is what we're talking about today. Kind of these things that we consume online, whether it's through, you know, Instagram or it's through your Facebook feed or Twitter or Pinterest or whatever. These things that you kind of just take in and you just enjoy them and eat them. And maybe if you were to examine them a little bit more closely, you would see that they're really not good for your soul.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, Emily, I'm sorry that you had to digest that word picture there, but
I know.
Thankful it's a good one for us.
It's horrible.
That's so nasty. I mean, were they good? Like when you had them, like were you
well,
like,
you know, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't
tasting
like the whole muffin. It was like, you know, the spots, you know, just like here and there. Oh, I can't talk about it anymore. But
I totally would have gagged as well. Like after eating that stuff, just like the mental picture would have made me puke. So
yes.
okay. So to our show, like Emily said, we're talking about sort of just these things that we take in and feel super good. Things like things like saying you're enough, or if you just love your kids, you're totally fine. You know, you're doing mm-hmm. a great job, mom, no matter what happened today, you did an awesome job. Or, you know, mm-hmm. like you can, if you just apply yourself harder and you to juggle more, and you can get a lot more done if you just put your mm-hmm. mind to it. And so a lot of these messages that, they're sort of tricky messages. I mean, Emily and I yeah. have had multiple discussions around these messages and what they mean, mm-hmm. how they go down, and how to kind of deal with them, I guess, because they're super popular. I'm absolutely sure probably today you have seen some of these messages pop up on your Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or whatever mm-hmm. feed you're looking at.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, Laura and I just realized like they are so popular yeah. because I think they kind of appeal yeah. to like the side of us that wants to just, there's a verse in 2 Timothy that talks about people accepting false teaching because they have itchy ears and they want to just be kind of like told what they want to mm-hmm. hear. And so I think there is that element there of that's kind of like a, not an easy thing, but it's something that we can digest that doesn't confront our sin. And so totally common and totally understandable why that's there.
Yeah, why people put them out and why people consume them. And it's funny because, I mean, Emily and I both as bloggers, we can see that those are the type of messages that get shared a ton and they go mm-hmm. viral. They are the ones, like Emily said, they just feel good to say. And we're not mm-hmm. saying that they're always wrong. So we want to kind of put a blanket statement up front to say that like these are not always wrong to say. You're not, you know, sinning if you say, hey, mom, you did a good job today. But if they are not sandwiched by truth or supported and undergirded mm-hmm. by proper theology, sometimes these things that we hear online really are not truthful. They're false messages. And so we want to just talk through some of those things that like, as you take in these messages, sort of the lens mm-hmm. to view them through.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, we want to just make sure that we take what is right and true and that we leave the rest behind.
Yeah.
Because I think this is a message that isn't going to fully satisfy.
Yes.
You know, it's like, and I know that when I am reading these things, I often think, like, my brain literally screams, I'm not doing a good job. Or like, I know that I'm not good enough. And so I don't even know what to do with that,
yeah.
you know, statement, yeah. because my conscience, I feel like the Holy Spirit, you know, bristles against that so quickly. And so I think that was just something we wanted to talk about, is like having that voice that comes forward of just like, okay, when I read something that tells me, hey, you're good just because you love your kids. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be like, hey, if you looked at what I did today, mm-hmm. you would know that, yes, I love my kids, but no, the way I just responded to them was not good. And I need something else to do with that sin and that failure, other than just to kind of like stuff it down and try to ignore it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what a lot of those messages can do for us, is that they just feel good in the moment, but long term, they're not really dealing with the issue even. And I think we mm-hmm. talked through in our guilt show sometimes of like false guilt versus true guilt and something needing mm-hmm. repentance from the Holy Spirit. So if you're kind of struggling through that, that might be a good show to go back to mm-hmm. and listen to. But you know, we're kind of talking through today just of as you consume or see these messages, again, they're not always have to be bad or negative or totally sinful, but we want you to see them through the truth, like Emily said, of like, whoa, I'm not a good mom. I know that. And thank goodness for grace. I mean, anytime you see those things, mm-hmm. those are chances to thank God for his grace in your life, because you know what a wretched sinner you are. And so I think too, like, the other reason these things are so popular, right, is that like nobody wants to hear that they're a bad mom. Like that's not going to go viral. Like, you know, like
totally,
you know, and so
it's not going to go viral.
I know, like, I love that. You totally suck as a mom. Share this, you know? So, and that's the thing about the gospel, is that the gospel is sort of offensive at first. You know, death came before life, like, you know, and Jesus mm-hmm. had to die before we were redeemed. And so that's a hard truth as believers. And just for anyone to come to terms with is that the bad news comes before that good news, but we can't forget the bad news. The reason the good news is the good news is because of the bad news.
Exactly. And I think, you know, talking through the gospel, because
yes,
that's what we do
here.
This is
motherhood.
You know, the only two humans aside from Jesus who were ever able to say like, hey, this is good and God has made us good and we are enough. It's like Adam and Eve before the fall.
Yes, yes.
You know, and the rest of us don't get to start there. We may get to end there after Christ, amen. You know, has the Christ bled. But I think as followers of Christ, you know, we have to believe and acknowledge our sin. And scripture actually says, if we say we have no sin, if we're saying things like, I'm enough on my own, or, you know, I can do better if I just try hard enough, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Mm-hmm. But we need to just confess our sin and be open about our sin as followers of Christ and acknowledge it, because then we get to glorify Jesus and, you know, make our Savior important.
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing, is like acknowledging Jesus, because that's where redemption comes in, and remembering that, you know, we kind of touched on this, but it is all grace, moms. Like any good you do is of Christ. Like those are things that Jesus Christ's redemptive work on the cross has allowed for you to do. And so those are times to be grateful. I know for me, sometimes I'm like, whoa, that was a supernatural amount of patience. Where did that come from? I mean, at times I have those moments, but you know what? That is the Lord Jesus Christ working in my life. And if it were up to me, I would be an impatient, horrible, lazy mom, you know? And so I am so grateful that God gives grace and allows us to do good things, because we are born sinners. We are rebellious. We are wicked. We don't want anything to do with God on our own. And so I just think that's a wonderful truth. We can be grateful to God for any time that we triumph over sin. That's a time when we are doing a good job. That's a moment for us to be grateful to God.
Completely. And I think that is such a good thing, is we can tend to claim that like righteousness as like our own, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah, so that was me.
Even, like hearing good job, it's like, well, again, remembering that that good in me is Christ in me.
Yes.
And so the other thing, you know, Lauren and I have talked about this a lot on previous shows about our identity, and that God doesn't love us because of how we're doing as a mom. God loves us because...
Let's just do a little amen moment.
Thankfully, amen. like God loves us because we are his creation, and he loves us because of what Jesus did, and we don't understand that.
Right.
We don't understand why he chooses us and pursues us and lays, you know, his life down for us, but he does that, not because of how we're doing in our motherhood. And then I think the other thing we wanted to bring out was just how much, like, don't gloss over, you know, your weakness or your powerlessness and think like, oh, I just better hide that and stuff that down. It's like, that is exactly where God wants to meet us. He works most powerfully in our humility, when we are contrite, when we are broken over our sin. And so if you're like waiting to get all, you know, okay, I'm doing a good enough job, I'm going to pull myself up by my bootstraps, I'm, you know, I'm a good mom, and then I'm going to like go approach the Lord, you know, you've missed an opportunity to truly connect on your brokenness, which is where we need God.
Exactly. And as Emily said, none of us are ever going to be enough. We're not going to be good moms just because we showed up or just because we loved our kids. That's not, that isn't what ultimately makes us a good mom. And like, and ultimately the goal isn't even to be a good mom, is to bring glory to God in everything that we do, and not to be satisfied in our own efforts, but to be satisfied in him doing his will, spreading the gospel, making disciples. That should be our end goal. And it shouldn't be to say, okay, I want to come to the end of the day and feel like I'm a good mom. No, you want to come to the end of the day and say, I serve a good God. And so I think that those are, it's just a mental shift. And it's something that, like, again, we don't want to say like, ooh, never read those messages, they're horrible, you know? But when you read and consume those things, like in the back of your mind, it should be, hey, you know, I see something that I did good today. Okay, I want that to point me to Jesus, not point me to my own self-worship.
Exactly. That is so good, Laura. And I mean, I just think it's so hard to realize that we don't have to live on this roller coaster of whether or not we're like measuring up, or, you know, every day.
Yeah, thank goodness. That's
so true. I know. Because I feel that, you know, at the end of every day, look at what I did and I measured up to a standard. Yeah. And so I totally understand this feeling of wanting to just hear like, oh, you're doing okay, you're doing okay. Mm-hmm. But really, I think And I've given this illustration before. I've heard it a million places. So if you've heard it, sorry. But for those of you who haven't, it's like, we really, like, we think, oh, I maybe got like a B plus in motherhood today or like a C minus. But the reality is we fell short. We got a big fat F, you know, mm-hmm. Anything short of meeting God's standards of 100% perfect is a failing grade. And the good news is that Jesus takes our failing grade. He takes the punishment for that. And he doesn't just stop there, but he gives mm-hmm. us his perfect score. And that is the record with which we are approaching God. That's the record with which we're approaching the throne of grace. So does our, you know, good works bring him glory? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, do we want to like pursue holiness? Yes. But we do that out of a heart that realizes we already have that perfect record. And it's just like our gratitude flowing out. Yes. And that's just like a totally different way to look at it than seeing your failure and then just kind of wanting to like hide your report card under your desk. Yeah.
This is such good news, Emily. Yes, I love that illustration. I've heard it a few times, but I love it. It's so good. And I think this is just such good news for us because we can rest in this and mm-hmm. we don't have to worry if we measure up, as Emily said. Like, we know our standing, not just today, but forever and ever and ever. It's just, it's so refreshing, and it should actually encourage you more than hearing a temporary message that says, hey, you did this great job. Even if you screwed up 1,000 different things today, you know, you're still okay. But this says that, hey, you did a ton of different things that you shouldn't have done. But you know what? There is your price has already been paid on the cross mm-hmm. by Christ. And now you get to live for eternity with him forever. Mm-hmm. And your daily status is not going to change no matter what you do. And so mm-hmm. we have nothing to offer, and he chose us at that point. And so our joy and our acceptance doesn't have to rest on being a good enough mom or a failure mm-hmm. of a mom or anything like that.
Totally. And we were also looking through some examples in scripture mm-hmm. as we were like kind of prepping for the show. Mm-hmm. And okay, another thing, Laura, I was going to mention as I was looking at these examples is that, do you ever notice, like, in these mom things in the Bible, when God is really working, it's like in a place of brokenness. And that is like hard to swallow. But like looking at, you know, Hannah, and she was, you know, struggling through barrenness, and then she has her son Samuel and she dedicates him to the Lord. And like, that was like a broken moment and like a broken part of her life and a sad thing, but God redeemed that and worked through that. And that, and you know, became a big part of the redemption story. Mm-hmm. Mary, and I mean, look at what happened to her, like probably her worst nightmare as a mom, like happened to her son, but like God worked in like her brokenness, and it was just beautiful. So I don't know. I just think, again, not wanting to gloss over the fact that sometimes those broken places or the places that scare us the most or where we feel the most inadequate can be the very things that God wants to use to work out, you know, just something for his glory in our lives.
Definitely. And I think like every time I see a greater need, like every time I recognize those areas, like, Lord, I can't do this. Like mm-hmm. I do not have control over just my impatience or, you know, being frustrated and like something just comes out of me that I feel really ashamed about. Like those moments, like they point me to Jesus more than the moments where I do a great job, you know, because I see my need, like my sin is in my face and it totally freaked me out. And I am like, God, I can do nothing apart from you. And so I think that just seeing, like Emily said, those moments of need and desperation, mm-hmm. like that draws us closer to Christ, and it draws us closer to becoming identified with him, to mm-hmm. refining, to seeing our need. And so, you know, we can celebrate in our neediness because we know that we have a great Savior who works in and through that mm-hmm. and will redeem us and make us whole and restore all at the end of the age.
Yeah. Laura, I love how you just said, my sin scares me, you know, sometimes. And I love that because it should, you know, mm-hmm. it should jar us a little bit. And those are the moments where we can be humble and realize, oops, I do not have it all together, but there is a greater hope. And so, yeah, Laura and I are just like, as we were thinking of this show today, and we're like, okay, what do we want to communicate? It's mostly just like, as you're consuming some of these things online, whether it is again, a blog post in your news feed or something you're seeing on Instagram, like just be discerning and know that even though that is going to, you know, maybe comfort you temporarily, that there is a greater hope. Mm-hmm. And so as you're sharing things, you know, you're hitting share or you're hitting like, or you're commenting or whatever, you know, also just think in terms of like, how can you minister to the other moms who are in your life?
Yes.
And how can you share messages that are going to point them to Jesus, even if they're a little bit hard to read at some points. And it, even if it confronts sin, or even if it's not a popular cultural message, think about that. Use though that intentionally to share articles that point women to Jesus, to like and promote things that do more than just kind of gloss over sin and say, hey, you showed up, so you're okay. So anyways, that was our hope today. We hope that that's what you walked away with.
Yeah, I think I couldn't have said it better myself. And at the end there, I didn't know we were going to say that, but I liked that. I thought that was, that's a great like practical application from this show of just being conscientious of what gets shared and what you're liking. And I think that is something that, is we should all have more thought in of what we're pushing out on social media. And I know how easy it is to hit share on kind of that feel good message. But we want to point all things back to Christ and point all people to Christ. And so that's a good, it's just good to be discerning, as Emily said. So thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that you were encouraged by today's show. If you were, please head over to iTunes and give us a rating and review. We know we ask every time, but it is the best way to support the show. If you don't know how, we have a little tutorial on the sidebar of our website, risenmotherhood.com. So it will walk you through all the steps, pretty screenshots from my phone and computer. So you can check that out. And of course, find us on all the social media, speaking of social media messages and stuff, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Risen Motherhood, easily can find us. So please join the community, join the conversation. We just want to encourage as many moms as possible to continue looking to Christ for their hope, not for themselves. And so we just hope that this message has encouraged you today.